This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Chicago's striking teachers are calling for affordable housing for teachers, students, and support staff, an expansion of community schools that provide social services for students, and an extension of the city's moratorium on new charter schools. New York City Council approved a sweeping $8 billion plan to close the troubled and notorious Rikers Jail complex and replace it with four smaller jails by 2026. Mick Mulvaney, the acting White House chief of staff, said publicly that the Trump administration withheld nearly $400 million in military aid to pressure Ukraine to investigate what the president has long insisted was Kiev's assistance to Democrats during the 2016 election. The declaration by Mulvaney, which he then took back later in the day, undercut Trump's repeated denials of a quid pro quo that linked American military aid for Ukraine to investigations that could help him politically. Advertising revenue for print newspapers has fallen by two-thirds since 2006. From 2008 to 2018, the number of newspaper reporters dropped 47%. Two-thirds of counties in America have no daily newspaper, and 1,300 communities have lost all local coverage. Court in Hong Kong has ruled against same-sex marriage or civil unions. Mexican soldiers arrested El Chapo's son and three others in their house in Mexico and were then surrounded by the drug cartel's fighters in a shootout and later released El Chapo's son back to the soldiers. Violence throughout the city then ensued with the cartel burning trucks and blocking roads in the aftermath and a major setback for the government in its war against drugs. San Francisco Federal Reserve Board released research conducted by 38 academics and practitioners from around the country and published with the knowledge of the Fed's Board of Governors that presents in precise language a dire picture of the risk of a changing climate and warns that local governments don't have the means to deal with them and that banks may stop lending in flood-prone areas. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.